Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, we worship you and praise you and thank you for who you are. We worship you and praise you and thank you for these magnificent host of angels that you sent to be ministering spirits to minister for those of us that will inherit salvation. Father, I ask you to give all of us more knowledge and more revelation and more understanding of who we are and what we can do and how we can call our angels into operation, how to get them to work for us and be aggressive to help us to bring things in to use, that we might use them for the glory of God. Now, Father, I worship you and praise you and thank you as the word goes out today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, yesterday, we were talking about what would happen, all the good things that would happen, if you would speak God's word and that your angels would go before you and do wonderful things for you. But you have to say the correct things. You have to speak God's word. Now, today I want to tell you what happens and what God said would do if we said the wrong things. Now then, I'm going to say, tell you that in Numbers chapter 14, verse 28, the Lord said here, "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing will I do to you." Well, what had these people been saying? You do not realize the importance of what you say. But let me tell you, it's very important what you say. So let's go back to the Word of God and let's see what they had been saying, and we can learn a lesson. And if they said things that didn't work for them, then we need to make sure we don't say them, because we know that they'll make us fail just like they did them. So let's see what they said. Let's go to Numbers chapter 14, start with verse 28. "Say to them, as I live, says the Lord, just as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do to you." Isn't that amazing? So what had they been saying? Numbers 13:31 says, "But the man who had gone up with him said, you are not able to go up against this people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants," in other words, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, "and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight. So all the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night." Now all the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron, and the whole congregation said to them, "If only we had died in the land of Egypt, or if only we had died in this wilderness." Now think about what these people just said. This is devastating to think. Why did all these bad things happen to these people? Was it God's will that these bad things happen? No. He had already given the land to them and had sent his angels before them. Then what went wrong? They provoked their angel with what they said. And he left them, and the words they spoke out of their own mouths came to pass. Makes you want to be careful what you say, doesn't it? Let's go back to the New Testament and see what it says about the same thing. Now, let's go back over to Hebrews chapter 3, starting with verse 7, and read this case here that we were just talking about in the Old Testament. "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now with whom was he angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now, this is in Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. I am telling you that unbelief is one of the worst enemies in the church today. Here we serve an awesome, awesome God that made us all these promises in his word. And I'm telling you, none of us really believe him to the limit. If we did, there would be no limit to what he could and would do for us. But I'm telling you, we absolutely do not believe the Lord. Because as we read on here, he says, therefore, since a promise remains of entering his rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. I'm telling you, today we do not mix faith with the word of God either. We as a church today, we are very, very backwards. We just don't believe the mighty word of the living God. Now then, so if you get off into a wilderness experience, you better be sure to continue to speak God's word, or you might just be found to have angered the Lord and your angel, and you might find yourself on your own. So be sure you speak only God's word. Now let's look at some scriptures that shows us what happens when we provoke our angel. Whatever you do, you don't want to anger or provoke your angel. Because now, in Genesis 19:1, it says, now the two angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. When Lot saw them, he rose to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. But the men, angels, reached out their hands and pulled Lot into the house with them, and then they shut the door. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became weary trying to find the door. Then the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, and whomever you have in this city? Take them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the outcry against them has grown great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Now, I want you to listen to what these angels are doing. They're going to destroy this city, because God has sent them to destroy it. So it says, so Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-laws who had married his daughters and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his son-in-laws he seemed to be joking. When the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry. I mean, these guys are doing everything they can to get Lot and his family out of here. But these guys, are not, I mean, Lot's brother-in-law, son-in-laws and everything, they're absolutely, they're not concerned. But the angels are saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of this city. And while he lingered, the men took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hands of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So it came to pass, when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed. Then Lot said to them, please know, my lords, indeed now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy, which you have shown me by saving my life, but I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die. See then, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Please let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said to them, see, I have favored you concerning this thing, also in that I will overthrow this city for which you have spoken. Now then, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Now you talk about a nuclear attack. You have never seen anything like this, I am sure. This thing, the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plains, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Now look at what an angel did when she disobeyed. Do not provoke your angels. You have to be very careful what you do. Do things that causes your angels to work for you and not to destroy you. So whatever you do, don't provoke your angel. Praise the Lord. I invite you to call me for tapes, audio and video tapes, 940-242-2106. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. We have mighty testimonies. The Lord is doing great and wonderful things out at the Living Savior Church. We are so grateful. We have such great and wonderful testimonies. In fact, we had a man the other day that came out there, and he said he hadn't heard that many testimonies about that many wonderful things that happened in the last 10 years. And so we praise the Lord that he's doing these great and mighty things.